Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas here wrapping up our program tonight. We're talking with Roland Story Norseman Volleyball Coach Molly Geis. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet.
So as we take a look at your squad, starting off the season 7-2, you got a pair of conference wins, a pair of sweeps to open up conference play against Perry and West Marshall. I was at both of those matches, and it looks like, at least to me, that your girls are really starting to get comfortable with what they're doing here to start the season as the games go on. But what have you seen from your end about how the girls have improved from the start of the regular season to where we are now?
Yeah, we've really seen – last week I felt was a really big week for us. We had a couple – like three good practices in a row, played great against West Marshall. You know, that's, we were seeing that, but it was intermittently. You know, it was – we would have a great practice or we would have a great match, but then it would not stay that consistent. And so I feel like we're hitting our stride. This week will be a good challenge for us as we start to play, you know, some tougher teams again. But it was nice to see the girls hit that stride and stay consistent. And cause we have so much more to show people that this team can do. So I'm excited.
And as we take a look, at least looking more towards at the individuals, there are some really there are young players that have really stepped up in the early going of the season. Your daughter, Miley Geis, has been rotating in as a setter along with Allie Charleston, and she's done a really good job as a freshman. And then one I think that's maybe surprised some people has been Brooklyn Jondal. She leads your team in kills with 58 at that outside hitter spot as a freshman. What have those two freshmen, and Miley Geis and Brooklyn Jondal, brought to your lineup?
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's always a challenge every year with new people as leaders and bringing the underclassmen, but the seniors and the upperclassmen have really embraced them and been good leaders. So I think they feel welcomed and needed, and they're just kind of trying to, contribute where they can. I feel like Brooklyn really had a breakout game. Again, something we had seen in preseason, and now I think, the pressure is a little bit less. We just want her to do what she can do, and it's she's a great player, and she can jump out of the gym, and she had 13 kills against West Marshall, and her big thing has been, just reducing the errors. Sometimes, she sees what she can do and goes for that big swing and sometimes might hit it out, but her just kind of getting comfortable that was, you could see that against West Marshall. So excited to see her progress throughout the season as well.
And two upperclassmen that have really, I think, taken steps forward here this year have been Madeline Risdahl as your right side attacker and Cameron Landy in the middle. Landy, especially on the defensive side, last Thursday against West Marshall was all over the place with those eight blocks on Thursday night. What kind of improvements have we seen from Cameron and from Madeline Risdahl, who's also seen a lot of improvement on the defensive end?
Yeah, Cameron has been like that player that last year we had at middle. She loves to hit quick sets. You know, if we can get her the ball in the middle, she's a very quick blocker. She's a fast person when she's running. So she's quick on the court too. So Thursday after the game, she's like, yeah, I really figured out my timing with my blocking tonight. And it was just fun to see because she would just hang in the air and on back row attacks from West Marshall and all kinds of stuff. And like you said, had eight blocks, which is the most blocks I think we've had in three sets in a long time. She's really improved on her blocking, but she's one that can produce offense too. And then Maddie Risdahl, again, between Cam and Maddie last year, they kind of started slow at the beginning of the year. And then by the end of the season, they were just dynamic, and I was just like, I wish the season wasn't over. And so they're starting to make those improvements a little sooner, which again is just something that excites me because this team, if everybody does what they can do, we're going to go a long ways.
And finally, as we take a look at your upcoming schedule, you have a try with two pretty solid programs in Gilbert and North Polk coming up on Tuesday night down at North Polk High School. You then follow that up with the Forest City Tournament on Saturday, and there's some really good teams out of Northern Iowa that will be competing at that Forest City Tournament. And when you look at this week, what is going to be the challenge for your girls going into this try on Tuesday night with North Polk and Gilbert and this Forest City Tournament on Saturday?
Well, I think our challenge right now has been errors, whether it's serving errors, hitting errors, and consistency. So our challenge is we've got to keep getting better and reducing those. And also, one thing that changed in our West Marshall game is we said, here's where their defense is and here's where we have to hit, and we made those adjustments. And that's the first time that I feel like our players have really done that, because they like to go up and swing the way that they like to swing, where people are there. So our challenge is we've got to be able to adjust in the game, and it might not be your favorite shot, but it's going to be one that's going to get you a kill. And so as we play better teams, they're going to be able to block, they're going to be able to play better defense. So just making those adjustments makes a big difference.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this coming week with all your matches.
Thanks, Quinn.
Yep, that was Molly Geis, the head volleyball coach of the Rolling Story in Northman. Chicago White Sox baseball on the way here on 95.7 FM.